Engineering students have turned one basement bunker on campus into a beehive of activity. They're busy sanding a boat they built for the National Concrete Canoe Competition. Next week in Philadelphia, the UW-Madison Badgers square off with teams of engineering students from across the country to see who can build the fastest, lightest, strongest canoe. Recent graduate and team leader Kurt Tooney explains just how you get a concrete boat to float. For starters, don't use the stuff sidewalks are made of.
That concrete's a lot heavier and uses rocks and sand and gravel as an aggregate, where we use really light, airy materials like glass bubbles and microsilica and ceramic beads, which are actually hollow.
That makes this concrete lighter than water. The boat weighs just 150 pounds. It's called the Shawamigan. The canoe's name implies tradition and innovation in honor of a place where Ojibwe Indians debuted their fanciest birch bark canoes. The biggest innovation this year is a flat bottom design. The team won the Great Lakes Regional Competition last month and set an unofficial record of 4 minutes in the men's 600-meter endurance race. Tooney hopes to repeat that feat in Philadelphia, but he says warm weather schools are the biggest challenge.
The teams that can get out, you know, they can paddle all year round, the Clemson and Florida, Alabama's. Yeah, so we pretty much set our sights on them.
Wisconsin's paddlers, 4 women and 2 men, have a much harder time training, especially in the winter.
There were times where our paddlers would be out there breaking the ice in about early January just to try and get out and still paddle.
Now, if you're warming up to concrete canoes and think you might want one, Tooney says you might think again. The team mixed 40 batches of concrete to get the perfect blend and spent hours perfecting the design with special software. But senior Preston Tokheim says he knows what's the worst thing about making a concrete canoe.
The amount of years it'll take off my life due to inhaling dust after dust every day.
Competition rules said no paint this year, so the Shawamigan was dyed a chalky red. She's returned the favor by making everyone around her look like they've just been through a southwest sandstorm. Tooney says the team has a simple solution.
A lot of long, hot showers to get rid of all this stuff.
The dust comes from 300 hours of sanding. That's how long it takes to get the canoe's finish as smooth as glass, something the judges look for. So how does that leave grad student and volunteer sander Nick Mason feeling?
Your arms start, you start feeling numb and you're shaking, and you just gotta take a break every once in a while. You know, yeah, go drink a Coke and come back.
Tokheim says he also knows the best part about building a concrete canoe. It's the friends he's made along the way.
I've met one of my current roommates and friends that I'll keep for a long time after all of this is said and done, because when it comes down to it, this is all just for fun.
The team raises money through fundraisers and contributions. Some of that went to buy a 25-foot bright red Bucky Badger trailer to haul the boat to the national competition. For now, it's back to work in the bunker. Madeline Sherb, Wisconsin Public Radio.